5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Hey guys, you know we always let you know in advance about some of the hottest podcasts that are coming your way. That's what we're going to do today. We're going to talk about Dark Air with Terry Carnation. So if you're a fan of Dwight from The Office, as we all are, Radio Rental, which is a fantastic podcast we've talked about on here before, or obviously Rainn Wilson, who played Dwight, then you're going to want to check out Dark Air with Terry Carnation. So Dark Air with Terry Carnation, it was created by Rainn Wilson and Aaron Lee. Rainn Wilson stars as Terry Carnation, okay? So this is cool right off the bat. Terry Carnation is a late-night talk radio host of Dark Air, which deals with bizarre topics, outrageous callers, mysteries, that type of stuff. Dark Air with Terry Carnation is a behind-the-scenes look at Terry's return to late-night AM radio. This was after he took a 3-year hiatus, which kind of started around the time of his wife's death. Now, for Hillbilly Horror Story listeners, I have a special message from Terry Carnation himself, just for you guys. And you're also going to hear from a Dark Air caller who's living with an opinionated spirit. Another caller kind of shares some details about her dog that can see ghosts with its lazy eye. And one particular call will send shivers down your spine. Is this mysterious caller Terry's late wife? You'll find out shortly. So be open to all the possibilities when listening to Dark Air with Terry Carnation. Dark Air with Terry Carnation is a darkly funny new podcast from Audio Boom and has an all-star cast. So get this. In addition to Rainn Wilson, you will hear special guest stars such as Caron Soni, who you've seen in Deadpool and Ghostbusters. You will also hear Yvette Nicole Brown, which you are probably familiar with from Community. And one of my favorite comedians, Al Madrigal. You've probably seen him on The Daily Show and numerous stand-up routines. Excited to hear this gentleman on here. And I'm going to let you in on a little secret. There's going to be an Office reunion on an upcoming episode with Angela Kinsey, Kate Flannery, and Creed Bratton all making guest appearances. So if you're an Office fan, you don't want to miss that. Dark Air with Terry Carnation premieres April 1st. And releases new episodes every Thursday. So listen to Dark Air with Terry Carnation on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Greetings, dearest listeners. Thank you for coming along with me, Terry Carnation, on this incredible oral odyssey. That's oral with an A-U, not with an O. That would be disgusting. This oral audio odyssey of the return of Terry Carnation to his seminal show, Dark Air. You see, I had been away from the radio for the previous 3 years due to some mental health difficulties having to do with the loss of my dear wife, Zelon. But now I am making my triumphant return to KSB Radio for my late-night AM paranormal call-in show, Dark Air with Terry Carnation. And in this brief segment, you'll hear me interacting with my new audio engineer, Jeet Batra. And I'll be going to the phone lines, taking some calls from fans who have some supernatural and paranormal concerns. Finally, we will hear a call that will send shivers down your spine. Testing, 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 testing. Reginald, can you hear me back there? Mamala papala, mamala papala, mamala papala.
Rubber baby buggy bumpers.
Oh, hi, Mr. Carnation, right here. Reginald doesn't work here anymore, sir.
What? No! They let Reginald get away? Oh, he's a 3-time winner of the Golden Knob Award at the Engineeries.
I know, sir. Unfortunately, they did let him get away. I am your new audio engineer. My name is Jeet Batra, but I don't expect you to remember that. It's very complicated. I am 23 years old. And I'm your biggest fan. I've listened to you since I was 4 years old, and my mother would nurse me while listening to your program, sir. I cannot tell you, this is an incredible honor.
Oh, no. The honor is mine. Although it is disturbing that you nursed that late. Jeet, you said. That's Hindi, I believe, for victory, is it not?
Yes. I mean, I don't know. I don't know why I said yes. I think, but I trust you, that it is.
Good. So you are open to the possibility.
I am open.
To all possibilities.
Wow.
Okay, you know my catchphrase. I allow you to be my audio engineer.
I won't let you down, Mr. Carnation. I will take a bullet for you if it comes down to that.
Let's hope it doesn't.
All right, it's go time, yo! 3 seconds till air!
Okay. Perfect child of God, I am a perfect child of God.
You're listening to KSB Radio.
Good evening, fellow travelers. Are you open to all possibilities? Because Terry Carnation has bloomed again.
This is so cool! Oh, my hands are sweating on the knobs.
And now, from the unexplored depths of the Marianas Trench to the unexplained reaches of space, time, and mind, you're listening to Dark Air with Terry Carnation.
Dark Air, we've got Daryl on the line.
Hey, how's it going?
It's pretty good, Daryl. How are you?
I'm pretty good. I guess I just don't know how to ask this. I think that there's a woman living in my house.
You're saying that you've got a woman living in your house?
Like a spirit of a woman, maybe.
So not an actual, it's not a roommate. It's not a wife.
It's starting to feel that way, but there's a lot of opinions.
How do you know about her opinions? Does she talk to you about them or write them down on a notepad, or how does that work?
No, like the other day I sat down and I ate a bowl of cereal, and then I live alone, by the way. And I got up and I poured another bowl of cereal and I heard a long sigh. Like very passive aggressive, like
she didn't like that brand of cereal.
No, that I think she has a problem with me gaining weight.
Oh,
you know,
she has an issue with your carb intake.
Well, the other day I went in the fridge again. I cracked a third beer, and all I heard was a really.
Wow.
Yeah, I feel like I'm in a relationship and I don't quite know what to do.
Well, maybe you need to talk to her about whatever's happening with you and her and food. It seems a little bit of kind of some passive-aggressive triangulation there.
It's not just food. Like when I'm doing the dishes or cleaning the yard, I do this thing on YouTube where I do some sit-ups.
Mm-hmm.
I feel a positive energy in the room, like she's agreeing with what I'm doing.
Well, are you interested in this spirit, or is there...
I don't know. It's just been quite a while since I've... Excuse me.
It's okay, Daryl.
It's been quite a while since I've been in a relationship. I don't really know what I'm doing. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Okay. Well, here's my advice to you. First of all, let's cut down on the carbs, okay? Let's put the beer aside, maybe at least move to a light beer. There's that certain brand of beer that's like a low-carb Michelob. Maybe just switch over to that.
I mean, that's disgusting. It tastes like water. I might as well just be drinking water.
So. Okay. Does she have a name? Do you know? Do you call her a name? Do you have a name for her?
After I've gotten out of the shower, Narak has been written in the on the mirror, so I think that's Karen.
Narak. Oh.
Karen is Narak.
Of course. Oh, excellent. Karen. Okay. So, you know, I think if you're willing to make some sacrifices for Karen, or Narak, the least you can do is switch to the
a Michelob low-carb protein beer. So are you ready to make the move, you and Karen? Are you ready to commit?
Well, it's either that or move, and I don't feel like moving.
Well, there's your answer.
Oh, yeah, a yoga ball just rolled into the room, and a glass of water just appeared, so I think I gotta go work out for the day.
Daryl, thank you so much for your call.
Yeah, I'm coming. Can you turn the lights back on? I gotta go.
You're listening to Dark Air with Terry Carnation.
Dark Air, this is Terry.
Hi, Terry. This is Christine.
Hello, Christine.
I'm so excited to be talking to you finally.
Oh,
I'm a big,
wonderful.
Big fan. So my dog, Kenny, he is super weird. He's a Rottweiler, and he has a lazy eye. And one of his eyes, I swear to God, I think it's looking at ghosts. I need your help.
Okay, so is it the right eye or the left eye?
It's his left eye.
Ah, well, that makes sense. Left eye is the contingent eye to the spirit world. And was he born with this defect, or did it happen at a certain point in time?
No, when he was about 6 years old, he got in a fight with a feral cat, and then his left eye just has been lazy ever since. It just wanders off, but now we think he sees ghosts.
So perhaps some of the muscles were severed, which has allowed the eye to drift from the physical, from the material, into the spirit realm. Now, what is it about Kenny's lazy left eye that makes you think that he's witnessing something spectral?
Well, sometimes we'll just be sitting there, you know, like eating supper, just hanging out as a family, and he will just be looking in the corner of the room, and no one knows what he's looking at. He just keeps looking, and then he starts to growl a little bit. That's what made us scared.
Well, you know, the Sufi mystics often speak about the power of the third eye, the all-seeing eye.
Just to be clear, Terry, he only has two eyes, and they're both brown.
It's as if actor Peter Falk could see ghosts with his lazy eye. Anyway, so how can I help you with Kenny? Are you viewing this as some kind of danger or threat to you or your family?
My granddad did die in this house, and so sometimes we wonder if he's talking to granddad, but we don't know what it is, and I know you're the expert, so I thought I'd call you and ask.
Well, my assessment is that Kenny is peering into the spectral realm. And as such, he should be revered. He should be honored. I mean, to the ancient Egyptian, the humble house cat had 2 feet in the material realm and 2 feet in the spirit world. They were often buried with their owners. I think that it's important when Kenny passes that he be buried with someone in the family.
Yeah, you know, we could bury him with granddad in the backyard, although there is a problem with that. Kenny dug up a human leg bone and brought it in the house. We don't know if it was granddad or if it was one of his wives, but that could be a problem. But otherwise, we can definitely bury him.
What was Kenny's relationship with your grandfather? Did he beat Kenny?
Well, no, he did not beat Kenny. He just sometimes whacked him with a newspaper and kicked him once or twice, but that was about it. He didn't beat him.
I'm going to revise my assessment, and I believe that Kenny is in close contact with your grandfather as a kind of a spectral retribution, keeping him attached to the material realm in order to reverse the punishment onto your grandfather for the whelpings that he brought him with said newspaper. So put the phone up to his snout.
Okay. Kenny?
Can you hear me? Kenny, can you hear me?
He's nodding, yes. He's saying yes.
Good. Kenny, listen to me. Listen to me very carefully. Is he there, Kenny? Is grandfather there? Do you see him?
He's nodding.
Do you see him in the corner? Kenny, let him go. Let grandfather go, Kenny. Let him go.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Terry, he is up on his hind legs. He's walking like a man. Oh, my God. He just put on grandfather's robe. He's walking out the door. He's acting like a man. Oh, my, I have to go get Kenny. I gotta go. Goodbye. Kenny?
Oh, Godspeed, Kenny. Godspeed.
Caller, you're on the air. The Dark Air.
Ooh. What's this?
It's hitting me in the ear bone.
Caller, are you there? Hello?
Terry?
Yes, this is Terry. You've got the right guy. Could you speak a little louder, though?
Terry, I'm scared.
Getting some feedback. Got some kind of echo going on. Please continue speaking.
Terry, please find me. Help me.
Wait, no, come back, Cheech, get her back on the line, hello, is it you, a crank caller, it's a prank, not the first prank call we've ever heard on the show. Let's go to an advertisement.
Well, how about that? Oh, dearest listeners, I hope you enjoyed that titillating little sneak peek into the life of Terry Carnation. I hope you enjoyed breathing in my dark air. There's so much more dark air to breathe in the subsequent 14 episodes. Oh, there's misadventures and shenanigans, hijinks, adventures, romance, and yes, heartbreak. Was that a call from my dead wife, Zelon? There's only one way to find out. Keep listening. Follow, like, subscribe, I don't know what you call it, to Dark Air with Terry Carnation, wherever all fine podcasts are found. Let's go on an adventure together. Carnation out.
Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck. Or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge. Upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all of your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.